How is it that there are independent musicians out there who have no ties to any big record labels or financial backing able to get their music heard by millions of people and live out their dreams of being full-time musicians? That's the question, and on this podcast, we will discover the answers together. I'm Leezy the Gifted, and this is the Music Mastery Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? You're listening to another episode of the Music Mastery Podcast with your host, Leezy the Gifted. Thank you so much for tuning in. If this is your first time listening, welcome. So basically, what we do here on this podcast is we do a brand new episode every single day. So my goal is to do a new episode every day for 366 days. Today, we're on episode 105, day 105. It's freaking nuts, bro. I've literally gone 105 days in a row. We have gone 105 days in a row. It's cool. So I'm a producer and a rapper. I started out as a rapper. I'm still doing that. So I went, my first 7 years of my career, I was just a rapper. And then for the past 3 years, I've been like learning how to produce. And now I'm on the point where I'm building a business out of producing music. Basically, the goal for me is to earn a very good income. By very good, I mean $10,000 a month profit. Which I know eventually I'll get to the point where that's not that good, but for me right now, that is. So get to a point where I'm earning that much money as a producer, and then take that money, obviously live on it, and then use it to build my music career as a rapper, because I've just noticed that it's kind of hard to build a music career as a rapper, rap artist, or songwriter if you don't have money to put behind your, if you don't have money to put behind your career, simply put. So I want to... So I want to earn enough income to live, obviously below my means. As a music producer, it's actually pretty good. I mean, 10 grand a month, I could definitely live on that. And then spend the rest of it on my brand as an artist, right? That's basically what we're on the journey to do. So this podcast is all documentation, basically. And since I do an episode every single day, I am going to talk about stuff outside of music. In fact, a lot of the stuff's outside of music. Like, yeah, well, I've had interviews where I talk to like engineers, artists, producers, all that stuff. But a lot of the stuff I talk about is a lot of lifestyle stuff, mindset stuff, all those different types of things. Because I want to, the title Music Mastery is more about who I'm targeting rather than what I'm talking about. It's not just about mastering your craft as a musician. It's more about this is for musicians to master life. That's kind of more of what it is. So today's episode is going to be one of those lifestyle episodes. We're actually going to talk about meditation. And I want to kind of bring light to that because I think there's a lot of... there's a lot about meditation out there, and there's a lot of like... Some people, I don't know why, but some people think of it as a little like foo-foo, and some people think it's like BS. But I kind of just want to explain to you and keep an open mind today. Like, don't immediately, I mean, you already saw the title, right? The title has meditation in it, and you might be curious about it, right? If you've gotten this far into listening to it after you saw the title, you're definitely curious about meditation. And so keep an open mind about it. If you think, oh, I'm not good at meditation, or I suck at meditation, or I don't know how to do it, or I don't have time, we're going to address all of that. And I think I'll be able to pretty much put those to rest, because you're going to understand what it is, and you're going to, because a lot of people think meditation is sitting cross-leg with your index finger touching your thumb, and you're like, but like, that's not what it is. I mean, you can do that, but that's not what it is. I'm not even that advanced. I don't know what all that is. Meditation is a lot different. So like, I want to preface all this though by saying that meditation is not something I'm an expert in, okay? I have some experience doing it and feeling the benefits of it, but I don't want you to think that I'm a guru, okay? I respect the practice of it too much to give off that vibe that I'm like a meditation monk. That's not me, okay? So what is meditate? Like, so what do I do? So for me, meditation, it's not about silencing your mind. I think that's where a lot of people have it twisted. A lot of people think you have to completely silence your mind. And people think you have to like, what's it called? Like, have no thoughts. It's not about no thoughts. That's impossible. I don't think it's possible. Maybe it is possible, but I don't know of it to have time in your mind where there's zero thoughts. That's not what it's about. And also people go, it's about clearing your mind. And then that puts you on the on the path to think that you're supposed to have no thoughts. It's not about no thoughts. It's about, instead of saying clearing your mind, it's more about controlling your mind. You want to control your own mind. So rather, you know, for me, it's acknowledging the thoughts that I do have that come in. Because when I first sit down to meditate, I sit down and like all of these thoughts are jumping in my head and I'm thinking about this, that, and the third, this, that, and the third, right? Like all these things, like what am I doing today? Like how much money's in my bank account? Like how much gas do I have? What do I have to do in an hour? Do I have time to do this and that? Like who do I have to call? Like do I have to respond to any texts? Like I'm thinking about a million different things, right? But the idea of it is let those thoughts come into your brain and evaluate, is that thought serving you now? Because sometimes it's not. Sometimes it is though. There was, in August? So in July, I remember I had this one, and I don't meditate that often. I need to meditate more, but there was this one, I'm getting off track. Let me explain that process. So like a thought comes into my mind and I'm like, all right, I don't need to think about this right now. Like, yes, I have some texts to respond to. Like all those things are important, but I don't need to think about it right now. Okay, what's the next thing? And now I'm just trying to slow my brain down because I have tons of thoughts coming in. It's like, slow your brain down. Find a thought that I can sit on. So if I start thinking about the beach, because I have this app I use called Insight Timer, and you can set up to where you can hear like any noise. Like they have like, you could hear a waterfall or freaking beach or the jungle or guitar playing, and you can have different music playing with it. So I have mine all customized and set up to where it sounds like we're on the beach. So I, cause I love the beach and I imagine that I'm on the beach. So if I can just get to that beach, feel the warmth of it, try to feel the sand, try to feel maybe the ocean breeze, hear the water, look, maybe I pretend like I'm looking out at the ocean, the sunset over the ocean or the sun. That's where I want to go. You know what I mean? That's where I want to go to. And I try to get to that point as fast as I can. And then I start thinking about like my dream home, my dream lifestyle, my dream cars, like all that stuff, right? And when I get to that point, I'm slowing down. I'm focusing on that thought. I'm focusing on that that vibe, that vibration, the emotional connection I feel toward that dream life. And then I sit in that. And I try to sit in that and breathe with that for a long time. You got to use your breath. I like inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth. I like to do different types of breathing. Like sometimes I'll do like really, really, really slow breathing in, hold it, really big exhale out. Sometimes I'll do like faster breaths to try and like, I don't know why I do that, I just try that. And then sometimes I will literally just sit there and not breathe. You're obviously not going to not breathe because then you'll die. But I'm like not like... I'm not doing any of that. I'm literally just sitting there. Like if I have to breathe, it's like a tiny, tiny, tiny baby inhale through my nose. That's it. So that is, I like to just, and I don't know all the different types of breathing and what they do. All I know is I know what I feel like when I do certain types of breathing. So think of your own thing. Like just start experimenting with your breath, feeling what feels right for you. Try that out. Okay. So I remember this one meditation I had in July. We're in August right now, August 3rd. So July just ended, but I was in July and I had just gotten my third part-time job, which is door dashing. And I was like, all right, I got like three part-time jobs. I got a good amount of money coming in, but I have a lot of credit card debt. How am I going to pay off this credit card debt? Let's get organized. So actually while I was meditating, and maybe this isn't what I should have been doing, but this is what I did. While I was meditating, I was thinking about that. My mind was super focused on, I was like pretty much organizing my finances in my head while I was meditating. And guess what? That brought me good vibes, right? That actually brought me really good vibes because I started thinking, damn, like I just in my head planned out how I'm going to pay off my credit card in like 2 months. Credit card debt I've had for 6 years that I'm going to pay off in the next 2 months. Like suddenly, like boom, I'll suddenly just pay it all off. It's awesome. So, you know, and that was a huge thing for me. And I was feeling confident. I was feeling strong. I was feeling powerful. So when I was done meditating, I grabbed my phone and I took out my notes app and I just started typing all those notes. I organized my revenue, my expenses, how much is my credit card debt, how long is it going to take, like blah, 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 all that stuff. I just got super organized with my finances, and I got up from that meditation feeling like so optimistic, so positive, so powerful, so happy. So it's not always like, oh, I gotta, like, if you have a problem in your head, you should be solving those problems with meditation. That's what meditation can do for you. You can solve your own problems. Okay. So basically though, you'll have thoughts that come into your, like, the thought that came into my brain that triggered that was like, oh, I have a lot of money coming in. How am I going to organize it? So I sat on that thought and I just decided I'm not going to think about my dream lifestyle, my beach, none of that. I'm just going to think about how am I going to organize my finances. So anything that doesn't serve me or is negative, I'll acknowledge it because you want to know what's going on. And don't get upset that you had that thought and just let it go. Any thought that doesn't serve, that does serve me, I hold on to it and nurture it. Any thought that feels good, I will hold on to it and I'll make it grow. So if I start feeling the beach, remember I just said feeling the beach, not thinking about the beach. When I'm thinking and then boom, I start feeling the beach, I like to sit on that. So that thought that came into my brain with the money was, I have hella money coming in. That felt good. And I said, now what? And I nurtured it. So how often do I meditate? Not often enough. You know, that's something I need to be more disciplined with. I would say I do it once a week. I think I should be doing it every day, because it's honestly more important than most things I do. How long to meditate? 5 to 10 minutes to start off. You know what I mean? If you're just starting out, I would say 5 minutes. You could say 2 minutes to start, but 2 minutes isn't long enough. I think 5 minutes is, I think any amount of time is fine. 1 minute is fine, but I think that doing challenge yourself to go 5 minutes. You know, I heard a quote about meditation that actually really stuck with me, and I got it from Alex Gedelin. You should meditate for 20 minutes a day unless you don't have time. Then you should meditate for an hour a day. What does that mean? If you don't have time to, like, this right here, meditation is arguably the most important thing you have right now in your life. Now that you kind of understand it, now that you've heard my perspective on it, it is probably going to be the most important thing you do, because your mental health is predicated on this. This can solve mental health issues. Maybe not super serious mental health issues, but if you're going through shit right now and you just kind of need that pick me up, or you could get through this with meditation. I'm not going to guarantee it because it's different for everybody. For people who are like, I'm not good at meditation, there is no good and bad. Nobody is good at meditation. This isn't a competition. There's no ranking system. This is you figuring out your own life. You're saying to yourself, you're not good at figuring out your own life. Yeah, then you definitely need to meditate, because you need to figure out your life. I'm not saying you need to become rich. I'm not saying you have problems, but if you don't know how to figure out your own life sitting by yourself, you have a problem. This is going to create independence. This is going to create confidence. It's going to create mindfulness. It's going to create gratitude. Gratitude is something too. You should be thinking about things that you're really grateful for. That'll make you feel really good about your life. Okay? Make time to understand yourself, because if you can't understand yourself, you cannot really live your life. All right? Guys, thank you so much for listening. If you got any value out of this episode, do me a big favor. Leave me a rating. Leave me a review. Subscribe to the podcast. Share it with a friend. It would mean a lot. And I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Peace. I won't let you do me wrong. Put everything in every song. Can't wait for you. You take too long. I'll admit when I'm not strong. I won't let you do me wrong.